A survey by MasterCard shows Hong Kong couples spend twice as much as their mainland Chinese urban counterparts on Valentine's Day, nearly $300. There's another difference in Hong Kong that gets attention on Valentine's Day. It's the growing gender imbalance, not about pay, but population. Single women outnumber single men, and the gap is widening. According to government figures, 10 years ago, there were 911 males per 1,000 females. Today, that ratio is down to 852 men per 1,000 women. The South China Morning Post reports this has resulted in rounds of speed dating that take place on Valentine's Day. There is a Chinese festival related to love, by the way, Qixi, a tale of star-crossed lovers. It's a familiar story. Cowherd falls in love with goddess. Goddess's mother thinks her daughter can do better. Goddess is snatched up to heaven and separated from her lover by the silver river of stars that we call the Milky Way. But once a year, the two can reconnect on the seventh day of the seventh lunar month. That connection comes through a magical bridge formed for some reason by a flock of magpies. But still, it's a reason for flowers. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.